And Vic, for your just, I'm going to just turn it over to you because we're so glad to have you on the call. Did you have a long night at the ER?
It was a long night. I got out of there late. So, yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I would like to know, do most of you know who Dick Walker is?
I heard him just a minute ago, but I'm not for sure.
Are we trying to get Ann on the phone?
Yeah, somebody's trying to call in, it sounds like. Okay. Well, I can just do a little introduction, and then
you can either
ask me, you know, to address the topic or ask questions or whatever you want to do. But
awesome.
But Nancy and I are Platinums in Nikon. We've been in the business for about 10 years. We do a whole lot of other things, and so at times Nikon is number one on our list, and at other times there's some other things going on. We have one of the largest alpaca ranches in the state of Washington. We've got 70-some alpacas, and we started that business about the same time that we started Nikon. But my introduction, I've been a physician for 26 years. I've worked in the ER. I'm boarded in internal medicine and emergency medicine. And actually, you know, 30 years ago when I went to medical school, I thought I was going to medical school to learn about wellness and health, because that's the kind of family I was brought up in. My mom was one of the original health nuts, you know, long before anybody was doing nutritional stuff. She was doing nutritional stuff, feeding us raw vegetables, and, you know, the neighbor kids would come over and they go, yeah, and we'd say, well, that's the way we eat here, you know. But I went to medical school and found out it was all about disease and not much about wellness, but kind of got into it and ended up going into emergency medicine because I thought it was the best showcase for, you know, the technology that Western medicine is strong at. But, I also developed a love of mountain climbing, and that was really what eventually led me to Nikon, because in 1992 I had a really bad mountaineering accident up in Canada and nearly lost my life. But one of the injuries that didn't recover very well was a pretty bad back injury. And, you know, about 6 or 7 years after that, my back was really causing me all kinds of problems. I wasn't sleeping, and I was taking a bunch of medication to deal with pain. And I happened to bump into a physical therapist associate of mine who, you know, like you've you know, like many of you have probably been introduced to Nikon by somebody that you know. I was overlooking at his new home, and my back was really driving me crazy that day, and he asked me what was going on, and I told him, and he asked me if I'd be willing to try something new and a little bit different, and he didn't tell me how much different, because I'd never heard of magnets or, you know, for back pain or anything like that. But I went home from his house that day with a back flex on, and feeling kind of silly wearing that thing tucked in the waistband of my jeans. But, you know, over the next week or two, I actually started to get some relief, and my back started to feel better than it had for quite some time. And then he talked me into getting the sleep system. And I think it was either the first or second night on that sleep system. I hadn't slept for more than, 3-4 hours in a row for years. And even before I injured my back, I got used to working shift work and you know, cat napping and then being up and seeing patients. And so I kind of inherited this really bad sleep disorder. And I was starting to realize that was running me down, but wasn't fully aware how bad that was. But anyway, the second night on that sleep system, I slept 8 hours, and I literally hadn't done that for a number of years. And it just, that really got my attention. And at that point, we signed up and started to introduce this to friends and family, and made a commitment to go silver. And we did that, I think, the third month we were in business. We hit the silver rank, and the check we got that month was more than Nancy was making as a full-time dental hygienist. And so that was a no-brainer for her. She quit her dental hygiene career, and she went full-time Nikon. And you know, over the next couple of years, I was able to cut back a bit at the hospital, and you know, so, but I still work a relatively full-time schedule at the hospital, because it's, I don't know if you know it or not, but there's a real doctor shortage out there, and every time I try to quit or cut back, I just can't do it, because we're just shorthanded. And so So we're busy.
Don't the medical schools, though, plan that? That's kind of a planned thing, so they keep the prices outrageously high?
Yeah, you know,
you have a shortage of positions. There's always a demand for them.
Yeah. You hear about that. I don't know if it is or not, but I do know that that because the kind of bloom is off the flower in terms of reimbursements in medicine, that there's way fewer applicants to medical schools than there used to be. But there's probably not enough training slots, but it's tremendously expensive to set up a medical school. But for whatever reason, there's a real shortage of docs. And as you know, there's certainly no shortage of sick people. And that equates to most of us working pretty long hours and trying to, you know, we feel like the little Dutch boy trying to stick our finger in the hole in the dike, you know, while the thing is slopping over the top the whole time. So it's kind of a never-ending battle. But it was really that, the realization that medicine was nothing but a stopgap measure and many times caused more harm than good, that really got me committed to building a Neken business and telling as many people about it as I could. And you know, we're having fun at it, and you know, we'll probably set the record for the slowest run to diamond. I don't want anybody up on the call to follow that path necessarily. but we'll make it eventually. And like I said, we do all kinds of things, and Neken is an important part of our life. It isn't the only part of our life, but maybe part of that's because we do have a bunch of irons in the fire. And financially, I didn't do Neken because I needed the money. I did it because I thought it was a great idea. I had a great product experience. But I'm also a entrepreneur, and if I'm going to spend the time, I expect to get a decent financial return. And when I looked at the business plan, Neken, I thought, you know, where have I been all my life? Because it's a great plan. And I literally had to talk Nancy into it, because she said, so when are we going to do this? You know, we're already 24/7, you know. You know, we started like everybody else. We with busy lives. We stuck it in here and there, and a phone call here, and a 10-minute coffee shop demo there. And next thing you knew, we were sober and moving on to gold and helping other people go sober. And you know, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And then the Pathfinder program came along a year or two ago, and you know, we embraced that because it looked like a much more effective way to duplicate and to bring new people on board and get them up and going and train much more quickly than the way we've been doing it in the past. And you know, Neken and you know, the products keep getting better and better, the business keeps getting better and better, the way we do the business and the way we train people is improving all the time. And it's just such a dynamic company that it's fun to be around.
Well, it is an awesome company, and most of the people on this call are on Pathfinders or have gone through Pathfinders or are looking at Pathfinders.
Great.
So we're using that as a method in our Monday, Wednesday, Friday call. I always say that we're preparing for the multitude, so that if one of us is out there running, like Jetty and Ann were last month, then the rest of us are still on a phone call encouraging, and we're not using the Monday night call for that. We're using the Monday morning call, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday call, so that we can encourage and troubleshoot and go through the ignition sequence guide. So I'd like to open this up to everyone for questions. And one of the questions that I've got is, how do you balance Neken with as a business person, as a professional? Because we're all talking to chiropractors, doctors, you know, professionals. But I think that there's, if you're not a professional, then there's like this almost intimidation going in and talking to that person. How do we confidently go in and talk to professionals? And then the rest of you know, I'm going to put myself on mute and let you fire off with your questions.
Well, let me address that one first. You know, I think the one method that works very effectively, once you can get that person to get on a three-way call, is to get another professional involved in the conversation. So do a three-way phone call as quickly as you can, and just try to do enough of an introduction to intrigue that person. It's going to be tough if it's somebody that you know personally. It's going to be much easier because you can approach them not as your doctor or your attorney or your chiropractor, but as a friend to friend, and just like you would approach anybody else that you've got something really cool that you'd like to share with them. If it's your doctor, then that, it's a little bit tougher, but again, you just got to kind of come from the heart. And I think most physicians that have come into Neken have come in, many of us have come in through the product door where we've had a personal challenge or somebody in our family did, and we were smart enough to realize that Western medicine wasn't doing the trick, and somebody said, well, hey, why don't you try, you know, I've got something you can try, and I know you know, you've never heard of it, and it's outside your area, but what do you got to lose? And, you know, why don't you put a magnet on your back? I mean, that's how I was introduced. So find out what they need and address the need. You know, if they're working their fingers to the bone and you kind of get the impression that they don't like being a doctor anymore, then you can always suggest that they take a few minutes out to sharpen the axe and look at something new and, what's going to hurt them to take 10 or 15 minutes and listen to a CD or look at a DVD and see if they're open to something, doing something different. So there's more similarities to approaching a professional than there are differences. It's just that because you perceive us as different, you think that you have to do it differently, and I'm not so sure that you do, at least for the initial part. But then really quickly, you want to get another professional on the call that can kind of understands where they're coming from and kind of speak their language a little bit, and that'll help a great deal.
Good. Any questions?
My question is Dick,
mm-hmm.
are you available, and would you be interested, if we run across a person like, one of our, either a chiropractor or a doctor that we'd like to introduce, that you'd be available, that we could put you on a three-way?
Yeah, you've usually got to schedule it, and the best way to schedule that is through Nancy, because she's got a little bit more time than I do. And I do control that a little bit, because when I didn't, I would be on the phone for hours, and I had no lifestyle at all left. Certainly for certain select groups and your P1, I could certainly do that. So. But I don't. I'll tell you what doesn't work is to give my name to your chiropractor, or give your chiropractor's name to me and ask me to call, because that I've tried that before and that never works, because they don't know who I am, I don't know who they are, and you need that third party thing. You need the three way call to make to make the magic of that connection work.
Well, and does that kind of make sense to everybody, where we were talking about at one time, when you do your three-way phone calls, block off a slot of time, 10 minutes, a half an hour, block off that time, and you know that you're going to do your professional calls during that time. And does this seem reasonable to you, Dick, that if someone was going to call you, that if they had two or three professionals where they got you on the three-way call and let that person drop off and explain that they're going to do a three-way call, and could they spare 5 or 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that 10 minutes, the person that you're talking to drops off, and then they dial up the next person. That makes better use of your time, a better use of the professional time, and a better use of our own personal time. That way, you're not on the phone answering a whole lot of three-way phone calls.
Right. Yeah, that can work.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other professionals that are willing to do that. I think that's just an invaluable step when you're trying to recruit a professional, is to match the hatch, so to speak, so that you've got somebody with a common interest talking to them. Because they'll have questions. They'll invariably have questions that you can't answer, or will pick up on. Will intuitively pick up on concerns that they have, even though they aren't asking them, and be able to kind of preempt that and give them the information we know they need even before before they even ask for it. So,
great. You guys are so quiet this morning, far off.
I'm amazed that we got somebody like this. How did we get Dick?
Well, you're a lot more likely to get me this way because I don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for much of anything, but I'm frequently up at that hour because I've been up all night.
Oh, my goodness, I can hear you there.
Actually, Dick is part of, you're part of Vita's upline and Jetty's upline, is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, wow, how exciting.
And so we have a pretty powerful group here because we're cross-line.
Yeah.
And so since we're cross-line, we have access to a lot more people. And so it's pretty exciting because how many times, Dick, how long have you been in NECAN?
Oh, pretty close to 10 years.
Okay, and Steve, how long have you been in NECAN? Is Steve still on?
Where's he?
Did we lose him? Okay, well, Dick, how many times have you seen cross-lines work really, really well?
Oh, frequently, you know, a lot.
Okay, so but there's like a synergy in that cross line, right?
Yeah, because you know and I often point that out when I'm on that call. I just point out that you know there's no I don't stand to gain anything other than just some psychological satisfaction if the person I'm talking to gets involved and becomes tremendously successful. So I'm not doing it because I'm hoping for personal gain. I'm doing it because I just think it's a fantastic thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And people can tell that. You know, you usually don't even have to point it out to them.
Right.
For some reason, they can just kind of tell that. But we do a lot of, I've always done a lot of cross-line work, and that's pretty typical on NECAN for that to happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
That's awesome.
This is Jetty.
Hey, Jetty, how you doing? Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you. And we really appreciate you getting on. So we know your time is very valuable. But I have kind of a question. Maybe you don't get asked a lot. But I was just wondering, you know, you said you're going for diamonds and I know you're platinum right now. But is there anything we can do to help you get to diamonds?
Yeah, you can tell me how to recruit chiropractors.
All right.
You know, I think chiropractors, it's becoming easier and easier to recruit anybody in the NECAN because the message has changed over the years. And, you know, when they came up and conceptualized the idea of the wellness home, I thought it was just a brilliant concept. But I've been trying to wrap my head around a way to present NECAN as something other than, you know, that company that has everything you need to be healthy and, you know, has magnets and has yada yada. And when they came up with that idea, I said, you know, gosh, why didn't I think of that? I've been living in a wellness home for, you know, ever since we got into NECAN, because every time they came out with something, we added it. So, I mean, when the wellness home checklist came out, it was a no-brainer. We didn't have to buy anything else. We already had it, you know. But it was just a brilliant concept. And who isn't going to be able to understand that your house is your castle and your home is where you've got it. That, I mean, if you don't work on your health at home, where are you going to work on it? And so it's just, you know, it's so much easier now than when people had this idea that NECAN was a magnet company, you know. So people are looking for what we have in terms of our products, and, you know, most people are getting fed up with corporate life and a lot of people have tried the sole proprietor entrepreneur thing and beat themselves to a pulp and you know, if you can get them over the fright of going out on their own again and show them that they're in a network marketing situation, you're in business for yourself but not by yourself, you got a whole team, you know, you can get those people to really pay attention to what we have from a business standpoint. So, I mean, it's just so much, it's so much more attractive and so much easier to present than it used to be. I mean, even if you just pick your favorite product and go out and start talking about it, you know, you're going to get somebody to listen to you.
Awesome.
Do you see this as a network for alternatives? I've noticed that the alternative doctors and nurses, the people that are involved, more involved in alternative care that balance both traditional medicine and alternative. Do you see that this, I just see it as strengthening, as it's getting stronger and stronger, because when you present those to alternative networks, you know, alternative doctors or nurses or chiropractors or dental hygienists or whatever, they're interested in that network. It's almost like it's a network that they can just step right into that's already established.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that, you know, they're a little more open-minded to different approaches by and large, and physicians by and large aren't, but, you know, the physicians are coming around slowly, and they'll come around more later, but, you know, we don't really need them. I mean, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But you got to understand that when you're talking to a conventionally trained Western physician, and I was that, but I also have always had an interest in nutrition and alternative stuff. So I was a little bit different than the standard model. But when you're approaching a physician, we are not, in our formal training, we are not trained in the ways of wellness. We're trained in the ways of sickness. And our whole job is our whole approach is to look for sickness. It's not to look for what's good in somebody and try to make it better. It's to look for what's wrong with them and try to keep it from getting any worse.
Well, actually, yeah. People don't come to see a physician to get better. I mean,
no.
You know, they come because they're like Dennis Williams said, that a place where they crashed, and
yep.
We're trying to stop the catastrophe from taking
yep.
us to the alternative of death.
Yep.
The great
they're trying to stop
and,
the downward plunge. Yeah.
And he tries to stop that, but after he stabilizes you, then it's your responsibility to get from here to health.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Now, Dick, how can you use the insurance codes? Do you utilize the insurance codes to help some people pay for these items?
Not very often, and I think that's a mixed bag. I have some codes that can be used, but I only use them as a last resort because I think we've got to sort of wean people away from. I think the worst thing in the world would be for Nikan to be covered by insurance. To tell you the truth, I mean insurance to a large degree has made a mess of medicine, and it'd be a whole lot better if we just dealt with our patients directly. And I think that people have to, you know, take responsibility for their health. And so I don't see a lot of benefit to using those insurance codes a lot. And the codes usually only cover a small portion of the cost of the item anyway. But, you know, I've got some codes if you want to fiddle around with them. But I think that that it's largely a waste of time to go down that path. I mean, if you just want my personal opinion, and I don't use them very often.
Dick,
hmm?
What is the difference, what is the similarities between a chiropractor and the osteopathic doctors? I mean, they
chiropractors maybe... and osteopaths, both are trained in what's called spinal manipulation, or the concept of manipulating the skeletal structures to help heal the body, or it help the body to get into alignment so it can heal itself. The only other difference is that an osteopath is also trained in Western medicine in terms of drugs and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have kind of the combination of chiropractic and MD.
Yeah.
So they embrace both the chiropractic and the allopathic models.
Yeah. There's not too many out there, but the ones that are kind of get it a little bit, don't they?
Well, except that most of the DOs that I know pretty much don't do the chiropractic part anymore. They just do the allopathic part.
That's because it takes too much time, and they want to make the quicker money.
Right.
They run people through quicker doing that.
And, you know, it's a... I bristle a little bit when I hear that if they want to make more money. By and large, you know, most of the doctors that I know, you know, we certainly do medicine to make a living, but the time crunch comes not so much because you want to make more money. It's because, you know, and you've got more business than you know what to do with. You're turning people away at the end of the day because you don't have enough hours in the day, and you're just trying to manage as many people as you can, and so you do it the quickest way that you can. And so that ends up being the quickest way you can is to write a prescription. And if there's a medicine that you've been trained to think is going to help, then you know, you write the prescription. And so a lot of docs get a little bit of a bum rap there that they don't spend time with patients because they only care about the money. They, from my side of it, you know, when I walk into the ER and I'm already 10 patients behind and the people are already wondering why they've been waiting for 2 hours, the pressure on me is to get them in and out of there as quickly as possible. And so I do, you know, you do what you can in the time that you have and try to do the best job you can. But, you know, the solution to this whole problem is you, the wellness consultant, because we're never going to be able to take care of all the sickness that we have. We've got to start getting people healthy from the other end of it, because the status of the health of the American population, and it's true in pretty much every other country, is that it's you know, it's like an avalanche that's broken loose from the mountain and it's heading downhill and it's picking up speed, and there's not a lot that we can do about it if we just keep letting it you know, pile up and come rolling down the hill. We gotta get people to keep themselves healthy, or we're just gonna, you know, the whole thing's gonna implode. And so the only hope for long-term wellness is what NECAN has.
So would you say then, Dick, I think what I'm picking up here is it's more of a hand-in-hand, let's work together to help people become healthier in our society. So it's not just which is more important to you, health or wealth, but is a healthy society important to you?
Yep,
and if we approach the doctors and the nurses and the dental hygienists as we have something to help the whole body, we have something to help the people that are in your network that are coming to you, and we're willing to spend the time that you might not have to spend.
Right, and you're better doing that than to... I think most doctors would be more open to that approach than they are to presenting NECAN as an alternative to what they do in their office. You know,
like
what I mean?
Doctors could really say, you know, a regular doctor's working now, where you are into the emergency room health, you really don't have the opportunity to sit down and share with families or to get on the personal basis like a doctor does. But if a doctor who sees people in the office and things of that nature, if he had this as just another arrow in his quiver to help somebody with, it would be a real help to him. To, in other words, sometimes the magnetic therapy, you know, to help more than just drugs, but, you know, to try this and this will help you not to have to have so much of that.
Right. And, you know, there's a group, Pierre Gaudet is a diamond back in Atlanta, and I just haven't had time to look at what he's doing, but he's really set up a program for medical professionals, because if you're going to, realizing that the doctor's office is terribly busy, if you're going to get him to incorporate and recommend, say, the NECAN sleep system to people that have sleep problems, you've got to show it to him so that he can do it in a just as easy a way as he writes a prescription, which means that he's got to have somebody in his office, a nurse or somebody who knows NECAN and can explain it to somebody and can take the order and everything, because the doctor, quite frankly, the doctor just is not going to be able to take the time to do that. What he'll take the time to do once he sees what we have is to say, you know, there's a sleep system out there made by a Japanese company that I'm really impressed with. I think it would make a difference in your condition. And go talk to Mary on the way out, and she'll get you signed up for one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Not for him to spend 10 or 15, then Mary can spend 10 or 15 or 20 minutes kind of going through with them what the benefits are and why Dr. X, Y, and Z recommended that to you, and get them, you know, get the bed ordered or get them to come to a wellness presentation or whatever. But the docs are just not, they just don't have the time in the day, even though we'd like to believe that they would. But even the family docs are under the gun for financial and what I would call structural reasons in the system, to roll patients in and out the door as quickly as they can. And so they have to be very, very, very efficient. So you've got to show them a way that they can incorporate NECAN into that busy office milieu in a way that doesn't throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing, or else they just simply won't do it. Even if they want to, they can't do it. They just wouldn't work. Are you starting to get kind of what the challenges are?
What about like
the... Really,
so
it's really probably easier just to approach individuals.
Well, or I think the most important thing is that if you've worked, I travel 2.5-3 hours to go meet with my dentist and my doctor because I really respect them. And there's a relationship there. And so when they see something that's working for me, they want to know what's working.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've trained me to be responsible for my own health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, utilize your diet, utilize the exercise. And if you need pharmaceuticals, we'll prescribe those things for you. But our goal is to get you in and off of them.
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is that there needs to be a healthy relationship between the wellness consultant and the doctor, but the front office staff is really who you're going to be working with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And who comes to my mind on this call that's trying to balance this or work this into her business is Rachel. Rachel, are you there? She may have gone on mute. And also Jetty. So then what I think what you're saying is don't look at them as, you know, out there that they're untouchable, but they're very, very busy professionals,
right,
already overwhelmed with the task at hand.
Yep, yeah, that's it. You got it. It's nailed it.
Yeah. And then you also have patients who are not receptive to that,
mm-hmm,
to
yeah,
an alternative method.
Right.
A lot of patients just want a medication and to go home.
Right.
Just give me the drug and let me go sleep.
Well, and you know, the one thing that if you've all been around the caring professions, and whether it's with NECAN or whether it's in any kind of taking care of people situation, you also it's a rude awakening when you realize that there's a significant number of people out there who really don't want to get better either.
Yeah, they won't have anything to talk about if they get better.
Right, or for whatever reason.
That's where they get their attention at.
Yeah, for whatever reason. So, you know, just like, you know, when we talk about being in the sorting business, we are, and you know, sometimes you got to let go of that poor person who you just know that these products could help immensely, but you've been working on trying to get them to try it for I don't know how long, or worse yet, they've tried it and it worked great, but they don't do anything with it. You got to listen to people in that situation, and you just got to say, "Well, I can't afford to spend any more time with you because you don't get it, you don't want to get it. I could have talked to 6 other people in the meantime that would have gotten it or might have gotten it." Yeah, you see what I mean? So, I mean, to a certain degree, we should have that sense of urgency that the busy doctor does, in terms of, like, we should feel like if we don't talk to 40 people a day, if we're full-time NECAN, we aren't doing our job. Kind of, you get the kind of the analogy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people out there that need us and want us, but they're only going to get us if somebody talks to them about it. And it's up to us guys, because there's nobody else out there doing it for us. And what we have is just incredibly powerful stuff. And you know, you've all seen the miraculous stuff that these products can do, and you just just got to get it on. You got to get it in front of more people. We've all seen the difference that the career in Nikan can make. I mean, we're making good money, but you know, it's been tremendous having Nancy not have to get in the car and go to the dental office every day. I mean, we've got plenty to do around here, and the value of both of our lives has been improved tremendously just by Nancy working in the home, and it was Nikan that got her out of that. So,
have you had any personal experiences with clients, patients, or whatever, or in other words, that have a big wound or something of that nature, and that they use magnets in the, you know, on top of the dressings, or in other words, where that they to bring the healing to wounds?
Well, Mike, explain the exact.
Oh, I've got somebody else I'm looking at too.
Okay, but you've got.
I've got one friend that he has sugar diabetes and he has an open wound in the bottom of his foot.
Yep, he got an ulcer, yeah, diabetic ulcer.
And this doctor he's been going to for 6 or 7 years, they get infections in it, and
yeah.
So they put him on antibiotics, and they've almost killed him by killing his liver and spleen and all that, with our liver and kidneys and all this with the antibiotics.
Yes.
And then right before, it just seems like, you know, it's starting to do good, but it's almost killed him. They take him off the antibiotics, and of course, a few months later, the wound becomes infected again. And so he's had an open wound on the bottom of his foot for about 7 or 8 years, and
yeah,
he's never gotten well.
He's lucky that he hasn't lost his foot yet, and eventually he will. It's just, you can guarantee him that.
Mm-hmm. And the sad part is that the doctor he's going to has got him at a place where that you don't try anything else.
Yep.
I mean, we've talked to him about going to do the hyperbaric chamber or something like that, and, well, that's so expensive, and the insurance won't pay for it, and this and that, and it's just, I'm thinking, it's your life.
Dick, but exactly what would you say to this person? If you were Mike, and with the opinion, because Mike's a pastor, so he's got a very caring nature, but it's almost to the point where he has to tell him, here's the reality of it. If you want
if you don't, you don't. Yeah, I would ask him, how valuable is it for him to have a foot and be able to walk on that foot? Because, see, that I don't know how soon it's going to happen or exactly when it's going to happen, but he's going to lose that foot. There's absolutely no doubt. If I had $1 million and somebody said, you know, I'll bet you $1 million he's not going to lose that foot, I'd put up my $1 million and it would be the safest investment I've ever made, because he's going to lose that foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know that as well as I do. And if he doesn't know it, he's just blind. And so I would say, you know, just as your friend, you and I both know that you're going to lose that foot if you don't do something different, because obviously the approach that you've been taking isn't working. I'm aware of some technologies that can make a difference and could give you a good chance at keeping that foot, because it addresses the circulatory problem, which is really why that foot keeps getting infected. That's a complication of diabetes. Hyperbaric would help. And you're going to say, you know, it's going to cost you some money, and you're the only one that can decide how much your foot's worth. And if you got a palm mag, it would cost you this much. If you got a Kinko wave, it would cost you this much. If you got a pair of mag steps, it would cost you this much. These are all things that would work for
his uh-huh.
foot. And, you know, you just got to look him in the eye and say, now he might say, you know, those are too expensive and insurance doesn't pay for it. And then you just got to point it out to him that, so what you're saying to me is that your foot isn't worth the $700 or whatever it is. You're going to add those items up that they're worth. What you're saying is that your foot's not worth that much. And why would your insurance company your insurance company doesn't care what that foot is worth. It's only you that cares what that foot is worth. I mean, you got some people like that. You just got to get in their face and get real with them.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you can save your foot or you can lose your foot. But futzing around and complaining about the cost is not going to save your foot.
Well, yeah, and I've got a friend that he just had some stuff operated on, and I've lent him some mag steps and actually lent him my demonstration comforter, and he has a doctor. He's just out of the hospital from a hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that he's got not only the hip replacement, but now he has an ankle that is swollen up, and they don't know why it's swollen up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this home care person that comes out to you know, give him therapy and stuff. So I don't know. I don't think y'all be sleeping on that stuff, because it might be. And I told him, Jim, I said, you need to talk to the doctor. They're going to tell you this. That's crazy. This guy comes out, says that, you know, and it's amazing how they just kind of believe somebody that has no experience, no understanding, that maybe the steel or the, you know, the, and I don't know if there's any steel in the hip joint or not, but I'm sure that if it is, it's stainless steel, and magnetics is not going to bother. It's going to cause the bones to heal.
It's more likely titanium, which isn't at all magnetically active, but, but, you know, you can, if it's somebody that you really care about, you know, you just got to come from the heart and say, you know, I really care about you, and I know that this stuff isn't dangerous, and I also know that the person that's telling you that it is doesn't know what he's talking about. And then, you know, maybe you get somebody on the line like me or some other health professional that'll say, you know, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm just here to say that you could save yourself a lot of trouble by using that product, and it's safe, and don't worry about it. Just go ahead and use it. You know, you have a lot of well-meaning people out there who really don't know what we're dealing with, who give people the wrong advice just because they're, you know, they think they know more than they do, or they're trying to protect somebody from a risk that they don't even, that isn't there, and they don't understand, and it gets very frustrating. But you know, I mean, you just, you got it when somebody has the risk of losing a limb, and you know that there's something that could save them, you just got to be really, just got to kind of, in a gentle, caring, but firm way, just get in their face and say, here's the way it is. You know that you've got a tremendous risk there. I know that I've got something that can save it, and I'd feel really bad if I didn't really push you a little bit into using it and into getting it. And yeah, it's going to cost you some money, but you know what's the cost of losing that foot? I mean, not the cost of cutting it off, but the cost of not having it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, like with David, he's almost just kind of made up down in his mind, you know, that I'm hopelessly going downhill, and there's the doctors that I've been, you know, my doctors don't give me any hope or something. And I'm saying, man, if a doctor doesn't have an answer, change doctors, change doing something. Don't just let the same doctor suck you into the grave, taking all of your money.
Well, watched the movie The Secret, because it's not the doctor's job to give him hope. He should have hope.
Right. Wouldn't you say that it's the wellness consultant's role? When you go to the medical profession, you get diagnosed with an illness. When you come to a wellness consultant, you still have that same diagnosis.
Right.
However, we have hope.
Right, exactly.
We have something additional to share. And so if you go in front of a whole group of people, of diabetics or the support groups that I go in front of, they have no hope.
Right.
So they can be on a path to sickness, or they can be on a path towards wellness, which means that they're the best person they can be that day. They're doing one more thing that day that they couldn't do yesterday. Doesn't change the diagnosis necessarily. But it helps them to be able to see that there's a possibility of overcoming. And most people, when they're sick, don't know that there's a possibility.
Right. Yeah, you've just got to get them into the possibility thinking. And, you know, if you have, you've all watched that movie, The Secret, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to kind of, I mean, if somebody watches that and doesn't learn something from that.
Now, what is it called? It's called The Secret?
The Secret, yeah.
And that's out today or something?
Yeah, you can get it on their website. I think it's thesecret.com or something. I don't know. That's where we ordered ours.
Yeah.
Now, we have time for one or two more quick questions.
But that movie is powerful. I mean, we've got it in our...
It is.
We've got a big flat-screen TV in our... I mean, I literally never watch TV other than DVDs and stuff that are going to move me forward in life.
But is that a CD or something?
It's Bob Proctor's on there and a bunch of other people, and it's all about creating your own destiny. as a, you're the preacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd love it.
But it's at thesecret.com?
Thesecret.com, I think, is the site. If that doesn't get it, you know, Jetty, isn't that the one?
Yeah.
I think it's just thesecret.com. Just Google The Secret and it'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Well, how neat. I'll have to know how to do that.
And it's about an hour. I mean, we have it on, and I just pop it on if I'm sitting having a cup of coffee and just, I mean, I'll probably watch the whole thing from front to back, you know, three or four times, but I've watched it in little bits and increments probably twice that, you know. It just has so many good messages on it, and every time you watch it, pick up another one, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good to pop on every now and then for reminders.
But it's all about possibility thinking and creating your own destiny. And, you know, the only people I've run into that haven't liked that film are people who, for some reason, have it in their head that it's bad to let somebody know that if they've got bad things going in their life, that they're at least partly responsible for it. And that if they want good things in their life, that they are largely responsible for inviting those things into their life. And if they don't do it, why would they think somebody else is going to be responsible and make it happen for them?
Wow, that is a good,
you know. And so it's a really good place to start for a lot of people, whether it's NECAN or anything. But we've used that as a recruiting tool, and it's a good thing to give people, and it's a very caring thing to give to people, because if it turns them around, then you've just, you know, done a huge service for somebody.
Dick, I have one other question for you. This is Jetty here, but it just reminded me, talking about some of the people Mike's worried about their health issues. But do you have any words of wisdom as far as being business builders, like pretty much everyone on this call is, in focusing on sick people?
Yeah, if you only focus on sick people, you're going to build your business really slowly. I can guarantee you that. You know, you get what you ask for, and if you don't, you get what you look for, and you get what you ask for, and like The Secret says, you literally get what you envision. And you've got to be asking people to join you in the business. You've got to be holding the vision of people joining you in the business, and the intention that they're going to join you in the business. And then you have to go out and conduct your business in harmony with those beliefs and those intentions, and then it'll happen. But if you go out simply with the, you know, the truth of the matter is that we all get what we ask for, and we all get what we intend. And if we go out there with the intention of healing the sick, we can be very effective with NECAN products doing that. But that's a different intention from building a business. You've somehow got to combine those two, and that's what we do. I mean, my intention is to get people healthy, but my other intention is also to build a retirement income so that when I decide that the ER is too stressful for me and I'm, you know, beyond that, or I don't want to do that anymore, I can walk away and I've got the NECAN business, you know. So my intention is to build a business, and build a business that involves helping other people and recruiting other people who can help other people. But, you know, you will, in the long run, if you build this as a business model and build a huge organization, you will impact many more people's health than if you concentrate on a few people just trying to help their health, because it's a matter of duplication and multiplication. And somebody did the math on that one time. I was at an expo down in Boise, and they compared and contrasted two distributorships. One was a guy who was strictly in this for the business and had built a really strong platinum distributorship in a little over a year, and another person who's only desire was to help other people and was still struggling to get over, had probably only helped a handful of people. And this other guy had by building a huge business, had a huge organization, and by anybody's definition, had helped a lot more people physically. But he started with the intention of building a business. So if that helps you, if that answers your question, I don't know, but you do have to concentrate on the business or you won't build a business. And you do have to have that intention and that visualization, or that won't become a reality. And I think Niken, in their Five Pillars of Health, has put that package together that you need to be able to do that, still have a balanced life, and not be the sick rich millionaire. You know, that's why Niken fully intends on creating 10,000 healthy millionaires, because they've got the model and the product base to do it.
Man, that's, and we've just about talked you over time.
I'm running out of gas. My voice is starting to run out of gas, I think.
Let me just mention.
I appreciate having you on the call. I think I asked Vita, there was another open slot to see if we could invite you back on next Monday. So I'll let you respond to Vita about that later.
Okay, sounds good. I'll look at the calendar.
Yeah, because we're trying to move into having professionals come on the call with us so we can begin inviting professionals and different people on the call so that they have somebody to talk to so we can utilize all of our time better. So we really appreciate
there used to be some health professional calls. I helped on one of those for a couple of years, and they sort of dwindled out, unless there may be some people running them somewhere around the country. I used to do one with the chiropractor, and we did them once a month, and you know, a lot of people listened in. Of course, it was a different call than what we've been doing, than what we just had today, because I mean, I've just sort of let my shirt down and told you what I really think about things.
Right.
This isn't a recruiting call, but you know, in a different situation, they would call for maybe a little bit different format, and a moderator, you know, kind of asking questions and kind of directing the call. But yeah, that's a possibility.
I think eventually that's where we're headed, because we're out talking to a whole lot of people, and so if we can set a time and say eventually, that's one of the areas. Eventually, is to have professionals that are like you, a doctor or athletes, and, you know, just professional calls, so that we have segments that we can go after. Because just imagine how many people we can have on a phone call gathering up information as we've gone out. You know, there's a lot of people on the P1 program that you have people that you don't know really what to do with them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
So we appreciate you.
Could I ask, can I get your phone number, Dick? This is Mike Mercer.
Sure, it's I'll give you my home phone. It's 509-238-3131. I got four numbers. 509-238-3192. That's my home business phone.
509-238-3192. Okay, and that way we can talk to Nancy, and if there's if we need to try to visit with you or something, try to schedule something.
She kind of screens the calls, because otherwise I would get like
Well, great. That is just awesome. Well, I want to tell you, I really appreciate your time this morning, because I tell you, I know how it is when you get yourself so many things going that you're saying, Lord, will I ever get you sleep?
I'm going to go jump on. I got one of the new sleep systems, and I just love it. So I hear it calling my name. So.
Yeah. And let me ask you about that. Do you actually find a comfort zone on that sleep system that it's just comfortable all night long, that you don't have a problem with it? Well, I'm a little too much this way and too much that way, and that you're adjusting it all the time?
You know, I'm just kind of playing with it and just trying to. I saw it. My back has been just driving me crazy for the last 6 months, and I'm going to end up going in to get a fusion next month. But you know, Niken gave me about 10 years of functionality that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And the way I look at it right now is that it bought me much better surgical techniques than I would have had to deal with if I'd have done this 10 years ago.
That's for sure.
Because they don't have to cut me open anymore. They can do it all on that, what I notice on that system is when I lay down with this ugly brace that I've got to wear, it actually is fairly comfortable. Whereas it was on the old hard pad, it was not comfortable at all. So,
okay, so well,
that new system's nice.
Yeah. I've not seen the new system. Does it have the little bumps in it like the hard pad does?
Yeah, it's got the top of it's just like the top of any of Nikan's mattresses, and then it has an air platform underneath it.
But see, I got mine on top of a water bed.
it looks like a water bed, but it's air bed.
Uh huh.
And then the Nikan pad is the top part of it. So you get all the magnetics, you get the rubber thing, and you get everything that Nikan used to have in the top layer. And then instead of having a bunch of layers of foam underneath it like the old mattress, it's an air.
Uh-huh.
Supported with air baffles of air, and then you can just change the pressure of the air in there.
Would you lay anything on top of it to soften the bump?
No.
Or do you just have your sheets or mattress cover on the sheet?
Yeah, just a sheet. Yeah, I like those bumps. Yeah.
Really? I couldn't get used to them. I put me a Velux blanket on top of it.
No, I don't mind the bumps at all.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll jump off and let y'all finish.
Cool. Yeah, and I hope you know that you got me uncensored and what you know, speaking from the heart this morning, because after 5 o'clock in the morning, after being up for close to 24 hours, you know, you get the straight poop that way.
This is kind of off the record rather than on the record.
Right.
Some of the things that you've said, in other words, we need to cautiously consider before we go out and say, Dr. Dick Walker said.
Right, and they're nothing more than my opinion, and just based on 10 years of being around Nikan and 26 years of being a doctor.
He's got that neat. Well, I've got a nephew that his wife just finished medical school. And
oh, he's still green behind the ears.
get him, Mike. Go get him. Get him for Nikan.
You know, some of the younger guys are a bit more open. We've got one of the newer guys in our practice. He's using all the technologies. He doesn't really care to be a distributor, but he loves the products. And so some of the newer physicians are much more open-minded than some of the guys that have been around.
Okay, guys, I think we've completed our call for this morning. So.
All right, you have a good week, everybody.
All right.
Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
Thank you so much, Dick.